Part 1, Early Life and Struggles. Hello, this is my story, the story of how I, Elton John, became the person I am today. Born Reginald Kenneth Dwight in 1947 in Pinner, Middlesex, my early life was far from the glamorous world I would later inhabit. I lived with my mother, Sheila, my aunt, and my grandmother, in a small house that was often filled with tension. My parents were difficult. My mother had mood swings, and my father, Stanley, was harsh and often absent. This environment made me try to be as invisible as possible, just to avoid conflict. Music was my escape. I started playing the piano at the age of 3 and quickly showed a natural talent. My mother encouraged me, and by the time I was 11, I was attending the Royal Academy of Music on Saturdays. But despite my musical prowess, I didn't fit the mold of a pop star. I was called Reg Dwight, and I certainly didn't look like one. Part 2, The Journey to Stardom. My life took a dramatic turn when I met Bernie Taupin, my songwriting partner for over half a century. Bernie was writing lyrics, but he needed someone to set them to music. Our collaboration was the spark that ignited my career. We met through an ad in the music magazine, our New Musical Express, and our first song together was Scarecrow, which was more like freeform poetry than a structured song. But Elton John, as I would soon be known, was born. Bernie's writing process was unique. He would write lyrics without any melodic ideas, and I would bring them to life with music. This symbiosis between us was career-defining. We covered each other's shortcomings and brought out the best in each other. Our partnership led to some of the most iconic songs of our time, including Rocket Man and Crocodile Rock. Cha-Cha Part 3, The Highs and Lows of Fame. As Elton John, I quickly rose to fame. My first tour in the U.S. in 1970 catapulted me into the spotlight, and I became known for my flamboyant stage presence and hit songs. But with fame came a whirlwind of excess. I battled addiction to cocaine, bulimia, and low self-esteem. My emotional life was a roller coaster, marked by volatile relationships, including a long-term one with John Reed, who was both my manager and my partner. One of the most memorable and chaotic periods of my life was during the 1970s and 1980s. I recall a party where, high on cocaine, I offered to lend Bob Dylan some of my clothes. George Harrison intervened, saving Dylan from the spectacle of wearing 4-inch platform heels and sequins. There were also lighter moments, like the time I threw oranges at Bob Dylan because he couldn't play charades. However, my addiction nearly destroyed me. It took a turning point when my partner at the time went into rehab, forcing me to acknowledge my own problem. I went into rehab and have been clean ever since. Part 4, Personal Struggles and Redemption. My personal life was as tumultuous as my career. I attempted suicide in California, swallowing a handful of Valium and throwing myself into the swimming pool. But in a moment of clarity, I realized I didn't want to drown and started swimming to the side. My grandmother's reaction was typical of her humor and pragmatism. We might as well bleed and go home then. Despite these struggles, I found redemption and stability later in life. I married David Furnish, and we have 2 sons together, a family life that would have been unimaginable at the start of my career. I also found purpose in helping young artists and running an HIV/AIDS charity. Part 5, Reflections and Legacy. Looking back, I acknowledge the role that chance has played in my life. What if I hadn't met Bernie Taupin? What if I had refused to go on that first U.S. tour? These moments of serendipity shaped my career and my life. My autobiography is not just about my music or my fame. It's about the journey of a shy kid who became a global icon. It's about the highs and lows, the struggles and the triumphs. I've always been honest about myself, and this book is no exception. It's a story of how I overcame my demons and found a sense of purpose and happiness. In the end, it's a story about the power of music, friendship, and the human spirit. As I reflect on my life, I am grateful for the journey and the people who have been part of it. And as I look to the future, I know that my legacy will be more than just my music. It will be the impact I've had on the lives of others. Part 6, Conclusion. This is my story, a story of transformation, of struggle, and of triumph. It's a story that I hope will inspire and entertain, a reminder that even in the darkest moments, there is always a way forward. Thank you for listening to my story, and I hope it has given you a glimpse into the life of Elton John.